and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I reprove. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that read it.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, the soul which is lift up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Glory to God. That was from Habakkuk 2:1-3. Glory to God. We thank God this morning for those that are on the line. Glory to God. We thank God for what he's doing this morning. And again, most of all, but what he's going to do. Glory to God. We come here looking for a miracle this morning. Praise God. And we're praying that all of you that is on the line is doing the same. Glory to God. He is a healer. He is a way maker. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He would do anything, glory to God.
Thank you.
That you have him to do. Whatever need you have, whatever healing that you have this morning.
Hallelujah.
He will do it right now.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Lord Jesus.
Lord, thank you. Thank you, glory to God. And we're going to turn the service over to Minister Eartha Wright. Glory to God for her to sing the praises of God right now in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. For this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We will continue to rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. You've been so good.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You've been so good.
Oh, hallelujah,
Jesus. Yes, you've been so good.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just want to thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You made a way. I just want to thank you. I just want
thank you.
Thank you. Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We like to thank the Lord, hallelujah,
Lord,
for making a way. Hallelujah,
yes,
for waking us up this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
For allowing us to see a brand new day that
yes.
was not
yes.
promised
yes.
to us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Again,
you,
I say, for this is the day that the
yes.
Lord has
hallelujah,
made.
Jesus.
And we will rejoice.
Yes, yes
Lord.
Hallelujah.
And be glad in it.
For
this is the day that the Lord has made.
Hallelujah.
It was
yes,
not
yes,
because
Lord.
We were so good. It was
yes.
not because we were so righteous.
Yes,
hallelujah. But it's because of his love, his
yes,
kindness, his
yes.
grace, and his mercies
yes.
that he keeps yes. bestowing upon us each and every day.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah
Jesus.
To his name.
Thank you,
so it's only befitting, it's only right that we tell him thank you. It's only right
yeah.
that we praise his name.
Yeah.
It's only
yeah.
right that we
right
testify
now, right now, Lord, in the name
to
of
the
Jesus.
Glory and the honor
yeah.
of
yeah.
God. Hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah. So we open up this morning with
thank
praise
you,
and with thanksgiving to the
yes.
Lord our Savior.
Thank
hallelujah.
Lord,
we will we want to give you the opportunity to testify,
yes.
to share
yes.
your testimony, to sing
yes.
a song, my God,
yes.
to the glory and
yes.
honor
yes.
of God. So
yes.
if there be anyone that would like to testify or sing a song, go forth and Lord right now. Amen and amen.
Amen. Right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank God.
I love Jesus, because he's my Savior.
Come on,
when the storm come raging, he's my shepherd.
Yes.
Wherever he leads me. Oh, I will follow, because I love Jesus, and
yes.
he loves me.
Yes.
I said, I love
Jesus,
because he's my Savior. When the storm come raging, he's my shelter. Wherever he leads me, oh, I will follow, because I love Jesus, and he loves me. Loves me. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I thank God this morning,
yeah.
beloved, and deep down in my soul, I love him. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for the love of God deep down in my soul. Even
Jesus.
As the woman of God spoke
thank
this morning,
Lord.
Apostle Eartha Wright Morgan. Praise
yes.
God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
I don't have this
Jesus.
Love because of something that I did. The
thank
love
Lord,
in my
Jesus.
Heart is because of the mercy
yes.
of God.
Jesus.
And
yes.
I thank God for his mercy this
Jesus.
Morning. I thank him
hallelujah.
For his goodness this morning.
Yes.
I know
yes.
that the heavens is open.
Thank
I know that the portals is open. My
oh,
heart is open to receive. God can do anything today.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Lord, I'm here to tell you that anything can happen here if you would
yes.
just believe, praise
yes.
God. So I give God all the glory this morning.
Yes,
my life is a miracle. I thank
Lord.
God for the miracle that he's
yes.
working
yes.
in my heart and in
hallelujah.
Your heart today. Those
yes.
of you that know the power and the worth of prayer. Continue
yes,
to pray
Lord.
My strength in the Lord. In
amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord, praise the Lord,
hallelujah.
Apostle. Praise the Lord.
Praise
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I heard Minister Mother Harris. Go ahead, woman of God. Go ahead.
Praise
glory
God.
To God. I just thank him. I thank him for the miracles that he's done in my life and in my family's life right now. In
yes.
the name of Jesus.
In the name of
but
Jesus.
He
hallelujah.
Have to do it, but he did. Glory to God.
Yes,
it was what I've done, just like Apostle said, glory to God. Because of his mercy, Oh,
yes. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
His mercy and his love that he
yes,
dressed himself in human flesh. Glory to God.
Yes, he did.
Glory to God.
Thank
in the
you,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus for me. Glory to God. In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I thank him. Hallelujah.
And hallelujah.
I his holy name because he's worthy. Glory
thank
to
you,
God.
Jesus. That's it.
That's it.
Lay down, glory to God. But he's always there to pick us up, glory to God.
Yes.
Lord.
He's the same God yesterday and forever.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
blessing.
Oh, he is a miracle worker. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I'll say it again, and I'm always going to give him the praise. Glory to
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Nobody moved it but him. Glory
Jesus.
To God.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Heal my
yes,
son
yes.
from grand mal seizures. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, him. And he saved me, brought me back. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Where the enemy tried to cut me off, Lord God, I didn't even have a glory to God. Going, glory to God. But
yes,
in the
Lord.
Darkness, hallelujah, when I have
a
said, I'm not through with you yet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Yes. I don't have to tell you what somebody else told me. I'm telling
come
you
on.
What he has
Lord,
done
Lord.
For me. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I thank him. Hallelujah. And
thank
I'm always going to give him the glory. I'm not ashamed of what he has done and is still
hallelujah.
Doing.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
He is a prayer answer. He is a
hallelujah.
Healer.
Yes,
he on the table
yes.
when I didn't even
yes.
have anything, but he fed us, glory
yes,
to God. He kept
yes, Lord.
Over our hands, glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
And
yes, Lord.
The name of Jesus, by your blood, Lord.
Thank you,
I
Jesus.
Will never stop giving him the praise.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not ashamed, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God. I'm in
hallelujah.
The glory. Glory to God. A guy like to ran into me yesterday and he started laughing. He said, well, you know, I got plenty of time. Glory to God.
My
I said,
God.
Just trying to kill time because you know you got a job to do at home. And he looked at me and laughed. But I told him, bless you. Bless you, glory to God, because we're thanking God, because we're here to just say the things that we're saying. And he said, well, I thank you for that. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes
my God, thank you,
the need is a smile and to say bless you. Bless
yes,
you.
Thank
glory to God in the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus. And I do thank him this morning. Glory to God in your
hallelujah.
Name. Because it's nobody. I don't have nobody but Jesus. And I
thank
you,
Lord,
this morning in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Yes,
yes Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
From the bottom of my heart, from the depths of my soul, oh Lord, yes, Lord, completely, yeah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
My soul says yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, yes, Lord. Completely, yes, my soul,
yes,
My soul says yes, 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 to my Lord. My soul.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
To God this morning, who said in my life, like the song is said, my soul says yes, Lord. I give God all the honor today
I honor my pastor, Apostle Asia Francis, Deacon Francis, Apostle Earthright Morgan, Prophetess Maggie, Minister Mother Harris, Prophetess Deja Williams, Prophetess Johnson, and everyone in their respective places. I just thank God this morning because I said I can't sit down on this testimony. Over a year ago when I had my surgery, my leg turned dark on one side. And I said, Doctor, how long is this going to be? He said, you'll have this for the rest of your life. So I didn't pay it no attention. I just went on about my business, just thanking God, because once I asked him to heal it, I just began to thank him. I didn't ask him no more to heal
Amen.
It. I just
thank him.
And one day it disappeared, but
thank
I didn't even realize it.
Hallelujah.
When the doctor tell you one thing, God is the one that gives
the master.
Bless you. It disappeared and it wasn't there anymore. They said it was poor blood circulation.
Yes.
And it came back like maybe a month ago.
Yes.
And it was darker than it was before.
Yes.
I just began to tell God about it again, and like I said, I thanked him. I told my kids, but they didn't really, you know, believe. I'm not saying that they didn't believe it, but they didn't know it was this bad. So when my baby came to see me, she said, Mommy, you got to go to the doctor. I said, no, I'm not going to the doctor. I said, God is my doctor. He's going to take
care of me.
Then
yes.
Hallelujah.
And Apostle came to see me the other day, and when she seen my leg, she just began to pray.
Amen.
And she said, Mother Roberts, I didn't know it was like this. And she just told God all about it. She anointed me. She just prayed. Then she went and sat down, and we just started talking about the Sunday school lesson. Then she just sat up and came back again. She said, Mother Roberts, it moved down. I just give God all the glory. It was from my knee. It moved down the half of my leg. I just believe God thanks because nobody can do it.
Hallelujah.
And I have the faith completely away. If it come back, that's, I know I'm healed. I know I'm healed. No such thing as a circulation. Jesus is my blood. And I just think he died on the cross for me. He saved by his that I'm healed, and I truly believe all the glory, and that's my testimony.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Mother. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I just can't thank God enough.
Yeah.
He's done so much for me. I just can't thank God enough. He's done so much for me. He's been good, good, good. I know he's been good, good, good. Oh, yes, he's been good, good, good. I know he's been good, good, good. Yes, I just can't thank God enough.
Hallelujah.
He's been so good to me.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you.
I just can't thank God enough. He's been so good to me. He's been good, good, good. Oh, yes, he's been good, good, good. I know he's been good, good.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, he's been good. Good, good, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, glory to God. Ah, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, I got to tell it, I got to tell it, I got to tell it.
Hallelujah. I feel like Jeremiah. Hallelujah. Say, my God, we were on the mother's board meeting last week, and we were talking about inviting the young mothers. My God, come to the meeting and be on the meeting with us, and because we believe that they are going through some things, and the question was asked, do we know some things that the young people are going through? And I mentioned that, yes, I know about some things that the young people are going through here in Texas, and I mentioned my granddaughters, and there are some more young people that they are my spiritual daughters that are going through some things, and one of my spiritual daughters, that her name is Tammy, and I've been praying with her, and Octavia, I have been praying with her, and I have been instructing them to do what the Word of God says. Go in and read Habakkuk 2. And I've been on the line with them. I tell them to go read it while I'm on the phone line with them. And I instruct them to write down whatever it is that they need from God. And then I heard Minister Harris open up, the scripture this morning from Habakkuk 2.
Yeah.
So I said, look at God. And so I told my daughters, hallelujah, to open up with Habakkuk 2. But when I'm getting that yesterday, Tammy sent out a word that she was believing God for something, and she kept sending stuff out in the group text that we have with Dr. Mary Warren. And so she kept sending stuff out, so I had to call her. So I called her. And she began to rejoice and praise the Lord. And I was in the bed, but I had to get out the bed. And I began to rejoice in the Lord with her. And not only did I begin to just praise the Lord with her, I began to jump and shout.
Hallelujah.
Father to God. Hallelujah. Not because what she was asking for, hallelujah, in the physical was already done, but because she believed that it was already done, we know what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. If we believe that we receive, then we will have it. I stand on the Word of God. I believe the Word of God. I believe I live and I walk by faith. I teach it to my children. My God.
I teach it
to the people of God that I talk to. We live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. I am so excited. Hallelujah. When I see the men and women of God that we talk to, that we encourage, because the Lord keeps encouraging us.
He encourages us
to encourage others.
I gave that scripture this week, and I had been praying with her, with Habakkuk, and I had given it to her. So I know I'm going in the right direction. And I was giving it to mine. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Ooh, I got one more song, if it's okay. Do we have another testimony before I sing this other song?
Thank you.
Yes, I want to give God praise just for who he is, just for taking us down the road and bringing us back safely.
Thank you.
I just give God praise for his power and his presence.
Yes, Lord.
We went to the mountain and God met us there. And
hallelujah.
Oh God, his power and his presence was so real and so evident. And just being able to share the gospel with other people and tell them Jesus is real.
Yes.
He's the only answer. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. And we have to keep our focus on Jesus.
Nothing else
matters.
Yes.
And I just give God praise for your prayers that took met us there and brought us back. So
Amen.
I just want to give God praise just for being God and for doing what he said and being able to share the gospel with others like she said.
Yes.
All we got to do is let them know God loves them. Let them know that there's hope.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus Christ. Nothing else matters.
Thank you.
Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and everything else will be added.
Amen.
So I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for your love, your grace, and your mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Grace for me. And I just glorify his name. I lift him up, and I'm like you. Just tell it wherever we go. Share it with as many as we can. Time is running out. People think they got time, but time is running out. We got to get right, get ready, or get left.
Amen.
When Jesus comes.
Amen. Woo, I'm gonna go. You tapping into one of my messages. Woo, my Lord, my Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Anybody else with another testimony for the glory and honor of God?
Praise the Lord, everybody. Truly, I just thank and praise God for yet another opportunity to be on the line. It's good to be on the line with you guys. The other night, a few nights ago, I went to sleep, and as I was sleeping, I heard the trumpet sound, and it was so real, and I could hear myself in my sleep praising God, and when I woke up, I was searching to see if certain people were here. I was like, Lord, I'm here.
All right.
I heard the trumpet sound.
Take it, Lord.
Jesus did not come back, but I know that there is a work to be done in the land, a great revival before Jesus comes. So that's my testimony. I was just disappointed. I really wanted it to be so. But it's good to still be here and to be able to do a work for the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Anybody else? Why you still have a chance to testify?
Yes, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus, I honor everyone on the line, and most of all, our Lord and Savior Christ, for another day that the Lord has made and the opportunity to have breath in his body to praise him and to thank him and to thank him for loving on us and how he does everything that he does. I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful. And I'm just want to give praise to the Lord and thank you, Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Never let go of his hand. I shall never let go of his hand.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on.
For he has done so very much for me.
Hallelujah.
I shall never let go
Hallelujah.
I shall never let go of his hand.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
I shall never let go of his hand. For he has done so very much for me. I shall never let go of his hand. Oh, his saving hand, his object hand. I should never let go of his hand, his saving hand.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
His
right
hand.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, glory God, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God.
Glory God.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord this morning. Come on and bless him. Come on and bless him this morning.
Hallelujah.
Come on and prophesy this morning. Prophesy with your praise this morning. Prophesy with your body language this morning. Come on and shift your own atmosphere this morning. Come on and bring in your day season this morning. You want praise from your
grace, you, hallelujah. You one praise away from your miracle, hallelujah. The heavens is open this morning. The windows of heaven is open this morning. Open up your heart and receive this morning. Anything from heaven here this morning. Anything from heaven here this morning.
Glory God.
Yes, Lord God.
Jesus.
Hey, ba-ba-ba-ba. He's real, beloved. He's real. He's fixing it on the inside. He's fixing ba-ba-ba-ba. He's shifting your perspective. He's changing your lens. He's changing how you see. Jesus, hallelujah. Glory God, hallelujah. God Almighty, I said, Prince of Peace,
mighty God,
great counselor, Karandere-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You ought to bless him. You ought to bless him. You ought to bless him. Wonderful, wonderful is he. Hallelujah. He's your counselor, your prince of peace, the mighty God is he. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. He saved you and keepeth you from all sin and shame. Wonderful is your Redeemer. You ought to praise his name. You ought to praise God. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God.
My God, my God, my God.
Oh, God, I thank you.
Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. He's my counselor, my prince of peace. The mighty God is he. He saved me and keepeth me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Praise his name. I said he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me. He's my counselor, my prince of peace. A mighty God is he. He saved me and keepeth me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Wonderful is my Redeemer.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And while you're simmering down, hallelujah, this morning, I'm going to ask that you turn with me to Judges chapter 6. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. While you're still rejoicing in your heart, while your spirit is still rejoicing before the Lord, while your spirit man is bowed down and prostrate, hallelujah, I want to speak the word of God into your spirit. May you hear this word with the ears of your spirit. Yeah, gates are open to receive him. The soil of your heart has been turned over. Your heart is just a bag of words. Jesus, your heart is just a bag of words. It is this word that we hide in our heart. It is the word that is Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that we hide in our heart. That we do not sin against him. Hallelujah. Your heart is but a bag of words. He got under their boots.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes,
the word is healing power. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Delivering power. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
He said, I sent my word and it healed them. I sent my word and he saved them. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Beloved, I'm going to read this word of spirit and life. Spirit and life into your hearing. Hallelujah. As you are hearing it, you will receive an impartation of divine spirit and life. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Judges chapter 6, verse 1 says, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains, and caves and strongholds. And so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them. Mm. And they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth, till thou come unto Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitudes. For both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, all you got to do is cry out, praise God, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians. Beloved, as we are reading this, I want you to remember all of the wars that God has won for you, every victory. Praise God, for he has not changed. Amen.
No,
so verse 8 says that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto
is so is God saying to you today, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppress you, and drave them out from before you and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, and that pertained unto Joash and the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. Beloved, today God is bringing you up out of that hiding place. He's breaking the shackles of fear. You will not come from a scared place. The spirit of fear will not filter the words or the vision of God for your life. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles, which our fathers told us of? And saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt, but now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And I pose that question unto you. Have not God sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee and bring forth my present and set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry until thou come again. And Gideon went in and made ready a kid and unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour, and the flesh he put into a basket, and he put the broth in a pot and brought it out unto him under the oak and presented it. And the angel of God said unto him, take the flesh and the unleavened cakes and lay them upon the rock and pour out the broth. And he said so, and he did so. And then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and there rose up fire the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said unto him, peace be unto thee. Fear not, thou shalt not die. Praise God, and the word of God is blessed.
Amen.
And beloved, I want to bring you,
thank you, Lord,
bring your attention, back to amen, this text. And the Lord looked upon him. That's not what I want. Hallelujah, Jesus, just bear with me 1 minute.
Yes.
Praise God. I want to bring you back to this text that the Lord sent a prophet. Amen. Yes. And there came an angel, verse 11, and there came an angel of the Lord and sat under the oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash, and said, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Beloved, hallelujah, Jesus. God is speaking into your situation, in your circumstance today. Amen. Yes. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. One word from God can shift you.
Hallelujah.
One word from God is your provision. I said one word. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We must learn how not to walk by sight. What was before Gideon and all of the children of Israel, what was before them was an army that God allowed to befall them because of their disobedience to God's word, because they chose to worship the gods in the land, and they did not stand fast, amen, in faith concerning the word of God. Beloved, don't turn your back on God.
Amen.
Don't turn your back on his word. Hold fast in the faith. Praise God. God has not changed. He is still the same. And he is telling his people, the only way we are going to make it is that we must walk by faith. Hallelujah. We must hold fast. We must believe when it is unbelievable. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We must believe it when nobody else can see it.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name. So many times, we are believing what is before us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Sight can only give you. Listen, the word of God says that it is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. This is what is in the world. This is what is in the world. We are in the world, but not of the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We don't live like the world. We don't walk like the world. We don't talk like the world. We don't believe like the world. We don't believe the way the world believes. We don't live the way the world lives. Because we are the just. We ought to live it by faith.
Amen.
But now we find the children of Israel in a time when they are in bondage, in a time when they have been impoverished because of their own doing, because they have turned their back on God. America has turned her back on God. So we're seeing all kind of things happening in our cities and in our states. Amen. Yes. All kind of robberies. I hadn't seen a bank robbery since back in the 1970s. Praise God, they're robbing banks, they're robbing jewelry stores, they're breaking into houses. My God, but God is telling us to fear not. Praise God, hallelujah. I even know that they broke into a house of God in the midst of the service and held the preacher up at gunpoint. My God, the people in the world don't fear God because the people of God don't fear God like they should. Beloved, but I hear the Bible say, unto us today, but the just do not live by sight, but we live by faith. We got to begin to walk this thing out. It was the angel of the Lord that came unto Gideon at a time when he was hiding out at the wine press. The Bible said that the people of God were so afraid that they made caves and dens. My God, and they hid out there because everything that they grew, everything that they, all of their harvest, that the people in the land came up to take. Isn't that going on today? I heard the Bible say that the thief come to kill, steal, and destroy. The people you want to take what you have. The thief ain't coming to bring nothing good. The thief will come in the night. Hallelujah, Jesus. That you won't even know when the thief is coming. But God is telling you today, don't pay attention to what you see, that God has not changed his mind toward thee, that he's still coming back. For a church without a spot and without a wrinkle. But in this day and age, that you must stay vigilant, that you must stay strong, that you must be courageous, that you must preach the acceptable year of the Lord, even in the midst of all that is going on. Hallelujah, Jesus. It wasn't until Gideon got a word from God. There was an angel that spoke to him, a word that shifted his life, a word that changed his thinking about himself. Sometimes we think that we cannot do the very thing that God has put in us to do. See, God puts his thing in Gideon before the foundations of the earth. God puts his thing in Gideon. He knew that the children of Israel would turn their back on him. He knew that they would cry out of their poverty. He knew that he would raise up a Gideon. I want to speak to the Gideons of today. Those of you that feel like you are impoverished. Those of you that believe that you are the least of your tribe and that you are the least of your father's house. Those of you that are shrieking and hiding in fear, that fear got his grips on you, there is a word from God today that's going to make the shackles of fear break. There is a word from God this day. Hallelujah, Jesus. I said the hand of God is upon you. If you would just take your right hand, I want you to lift up your right hand. Hallelujah, Jesus. Everything that the camp of the enemy has put up against you, you're going to smack it out of the way. See your right hand as the hand of God. Beloved, in heavenly places.
Hallelujah.
I want you to take that right hand when I count to three. And I want you to smack the devil. Smack him out of your way. Smack him in sickness. Smack him in bondage. Smack him in fear. Knock him out of your way. And God is going to strengthen you. Hallelujah, Jesus. He strengthened Gideon. He said, you mighty man of valor. That word began to work in his life.
Hallelujah.
Gideon, stop walking by sight. Gideon, begin to believe the word of the Lord.
That word made
Gideon see things differently. That word made Gideon see himself differently. That word made Gideon break the altar and the groans of Baal. That word made Gideon defeat the army of Midian. That word,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The word of God came to Gideon when he was in a low place, when he was in a scared place, when he was impoverished. That word raised him up. The word of God on the inside gave him strength. The word of God. The Bible says that Gideon was a judge, that Gideon was the head of a militia, a military army, that Gideon was a prophet of God because he heard the voice of God. Some of you, you do not deem yourself to be prophets. When you hear the voice of God, prophets are ears to God, but they are mouth to the people of God. Beloved, rise up today in the power of his might.
Rise in the mighty
up
name
today.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And let God use you for his glory. Let
yes.
him get all the glory
yes. oh,
out
Jesus.
Of your life. Well, God is raising you up today. He's
yes.
raising you up for his glory. He's raising you up for his goodness. He's raising
Hallelujah.
You up for his pleasure. Oh,
yes,
he is this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your right hand. Whatever has been plaguing you, lift it up high. Get ready to smack the devil. Meet
business
for God today.
Thank
get
you,
ready
Lord,
to
Jesus.
Move the kingdom of
Hallelujah.
God out of you.
Jesus.
I said one. I said two. One word from God. We got to walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah,
thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you. Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Where there is worry, you're walking by sight.
Yes,
where
Lord.
There is
thank
sin,
you,
you're walking by sight.
Yes,
there
Lord.
Is no provision in that. God
yes,
cannot
Lord.
Use that. He cannot. There is a vision that he put in your heart. I said the word of God is your provision.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
When you walk by faith, when you walk by faith, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
You shall not be the same. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the living word. I said, when the word is on the scene, I said,
yes,
when the word of God is on the scene, when the word is the word, when the boyfriend of God is walking in your heart.
Hallelujah.
The voice of God, the voice of God, the voice of God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah.
And yet he speaks, He's speaking to
yes,
your heart
Lord.
Right now.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory, God. Oh, yes, you coming out of the gate running. You coming out running. You coming
thank
out
you,
running.
Lord, Jesus.
You coming out. You coming
thank
out
you,
running. You coming out running. You coming out. Come on now.
Thank you,
one word from God will change your life forever. One word. One word from God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Don't let fear talk to you. Fear is no longer your Lord. Don't let fear, Lord, over you. Fear is not your Lord. Ba-ba-ba.
Yes.
Jesus is your Lord. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice, and they only follow me. Don't let fear, Lord, over you hold you back. Don't let fear, Lord, over you. The devil is a liar.
Hallelujah.
He comes to kill, kill, and destroy. He's a thief. Ba-ba-ba. But God says that I come, Christ comes, that you may have everlasting life, that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Ba-ba-ba.
Yes, hallelujah.
Whatever you obey, he is your Lord. Whatever you obey, whatever you obey, whatever you obey, whatever, you obey, whatever, you obey, whatever
yes,
don't let it lord over you today. You mighty woman of valor. Hallelujah. You mighty man of valor.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You mighty man of valor. You mighty man of valor.
Yes. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. This is the dawning of a new day. This is the dawning of a new day. God is even shifting your appetite. He's shifting your palate, your taste buds. The way you eat, you will not eat no more. Kaba, you don't eat fear.
You
don't eat discouragement. You don't eat depression. The devil is a lie. Eat of the manner of God. Eat of the manner of God. Eat up the manner of God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
One visitation changed Gideon's life forever. One visitation. And God told him, I will abide with you. I am with you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Sight will tell you God is not with you. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. You got to hold on fast to the faith, to the word of God. He said, I am with you.
Hallelujah.
God is saying, I am with you. That's what God said. He said, I am with you.
I am
you mighty man of valor. God put the super to Gideon natural. Oh, yes. Yes, Gideon was impoverished. Yes, he was the smallest of his tribe. But when God put the super to his natural, when the word of God came and anointed him, the spirit of the Lord rested upon him, mighty man of valor. It was the word of God that accomplished that. The super to your natural. God is putting his super to your natural. You are more than what you think you are.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You are more than a conqueror. Yes, you are. Come on and conquer it now and come on out in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not walking by sight, but by faith.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Receive it in Jesus' name.
Receive it.
Beloved, receive the portion of the Lord this morning. Amen. Praise God. When God put the super to your natural, the weak can say, I am strong. The poor can say, I am rich. The defeated comes from a place of victory. You rise up. He said to Gideon, you will smite them as one man. As one man. Beloved, at the resurrection of Christ, it was just one new man. That's all it was. You are not alone. We are a many-member body. The only man that there is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. A many-member body. That's why when you smack the devil with your right hand, it's like Christ smacking him. Get thee behind me, Satan.
Hallelujah.
It's only one new man. I said it's only one new man.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
You got to go forth knowing that you are Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says to them that Joel will smite the Midianites as one man. As one man. As one man. As one Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It is the Spirit of the Lord that knit us together. It is the Spirit of the Lord that binds us together. It is the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes to living by faith.
Yes.
Yes to walking by faith. Every time we make a decision. Every time we make a decision, praise God. Gideon had a decision to make. Either he was going to doubt God or either he was going to believe God.
Yes.
But in
Amen.
Believing God, in believing God, Gideon became a mighty man of valor. He came the very thing that God said that he would be.
Yeah.
Sight can only show you what is before you. But when you begin to walk by faith, when you walk by faith, you believe what it could be.
Amen.
You believe what God says that it is. Amen?
Amen.
That's walking by faith. That's walking by faith. That's walking by faith. If you're walking by what you see, that is no faith at all. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every promise in God's word to us still have a heartbeat, beloved. Every promise. Every promise. Every promise. Every promise. Every promise. Hallelujah. We can stand in the face of opposition and win.
Hallelujah.
We can stand in the face of opposition. And yet we win. Why? Because God, He is with us. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. We don't boast about ourselves.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
But we boast in Him
that
finished it all at the cross. We boast in Him that empower us. We can boast in Jesus. We can boast in Jesus.
Amen.
We can say, by His grace, I am what I am. The world will go about boasting about who they know. They dropping names like crazy. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God. Hallelujah. But even the Apostle Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, let us learn to boast in Jesus. Amen, and not to boast in ourselves. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, this day God has done a great work, I said, in your heart. In your heart. Your heart is but a bag of words. Amen. Praise God. And God has done a great work in your heart. Amen.
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 There's certain words that should not mean anything to you, should not have no power. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And you have to learn to rise up above it. Rise up above it. The enemy want to keep you bound and in bondage. The enemy wants you to disobey God. But God is saying, not so. God is saying, not so.
Jesus.
He said, not so, beloved. Amen?
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I want you to turn with me really quick to 1 Corinthians. Amen, beloved. And we're going to move to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we're going to go to verse 17. We're going to partake in the Lord's Supper. Amen.
Glory.
Praise God. Yes. Beloved, I ask you all to prepare your bread today. If you did not do it, just grab a piece of bread. Grab a piece of bread. Grab some grape juice. If you don't have grape juice, get some water. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
See, it's about how you discern the body and the blood.
Amen.
Not only did blood come out of Jesus' side when they pierced him with the spear, so did water.
Thank
Praise
you.
God. Hallelujah. We're going to partake in the body and the blood. Beloved, prepare yourself. Whatever it is that you need from God,
thank you, Lord.
You can receive it through discerning the body and the blood. The power of the finished work at the cross is in the body and
Lord
the blood.
Jesus.
The power of the finished work at the cross is in the body and the blood. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to give you time to be able to get this every third Sunday. This is the fourth Sunday. We didn't do it last week, but I was pressed this week. Pressed this week in my spirit. God says, as often as you do this,
do this in remembrance of me. Amen. We're going to obey God. Praise
Amen.
God. There's power in the body and in the blood. There's power.
Yes.
Praise Amen. God. Mm. Even soul-saving power. Soul-saving power in the body and the blood. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Beloved, I'm going to begin to read. Now in this that I decree unto you, I praise you not that ye come together, not for the better, but for the worse. For first at all, when ye come together in the church, I hear that there be division among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. This is Apostle Paul speaking to the church at Corinth, the Holy Spirit through him, and God is speaking to you today. God says that he will not praise us when we are wrong. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Apostle Paul is correcting them. Amen. He says, Amen. Now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that ye come together not for the better, but for the worse. He was telling them the proper way of taking the body and the blood. This is a public rebuke. Amen. For Amen. There must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. When ye come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, every one taketh before the other his own supper, and one is hungry and another is drunk. What have ye not houses to eat and to drink in, or despise ye the church of God and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. Amen. So, beloved, you're not going to always get a pat on the back from me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, we're not going to eat yet. I want to finish reading. Amen. We're going to eat together. He brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. Amen. So remember, the reason why we take the bread, because we discern the bread and we have faith, beloved. We are taking Holy Communion by faith.
Lord,
remember, Amen. Jesus said unto his disciples, and they understood it not. He said to the 70, you must eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. They did not understand it. How do you eat and drink this bread and this juice or this water, and how do you receive the provision of the cross? You do it by faith. You believe. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You believe. Amen. Praise God. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Amen. Oh, I missed 7:25 where it says, after the same manner, also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. The New Testament of his blood. Amen. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, and not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. So, beloved, that means that many are sick. Amen. And some die Amen. Before they time. Amen. You have to. Well, don't play with this communion. Amen.
Amen.
Even though
Amen.
You are taking this in your house, we're going
Thank
to bless
you.
This as one man. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We're going to believe
Amen.
And we're going to take it together. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And so if you take it not discerning it properly, these things can come upon you. Amen. You take it discerning it properly. Amen. Beloved, examine yourself.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. You know
Amen.
What you need to do. If you need to repent, repent.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Get it right in your heart before God. Amen. Hallelujah.
In the name of
Through the cross. Amen. Praise God. This is not a game. We don't play with the body and the blood. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. Apostle Paul is given the right order. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Lord, praise God. So I'm going to take you back, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we send forth your word, that it may rest upon and bless the holy communion of everyone in their household. We give it unto you now, discerning the body and the blood of Jesus, his finished work at the cross. We believe in the power of the cross through the partaking of the body and the blood by faith. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. Take up your bread. This is my body, which is broken for you. This is done in remembrance of me. Take, eat, and eat all of it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Yes. After the same manner, after he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, do it in remembrance of me. Drink all of it. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him, beloved.
Thank you, Lord.
My Lord, Jesus.
Lord, hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
His power.
Praise the Lord.
I said it reaches. To the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
With valley. Yes, it does. And it flows to the highest mountain.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus, I said the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose. I said it will never.
is power.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Beloved, receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive your mind regulation. Hallelujah. I'm talking about his power in the blood.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, I want you to turn to me right now, with me right now to John chapter 13. Amen. Hallelujah. When we used to meet, we had long days on the first and the third Sunday. Some people take Holy Communion every Sunday. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't have to just wait for us to take it together. You can take it with your household. I take it when I'm fasting. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Discerning the body and the blood. Amen. Praise God.
Glory
to God. John chapter 13. I'm going to begin to read at verse 1. For those of you that's in a household with your families or with other saints and you can wash feet, all you need is a basin, some water, amen, and a cloth. Amen. Praise God. A towel. Amen. Learn to wash each other's feet. I'm going to tell you in a minute why we wash feet. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, and that he was come from God and went to God, he rises from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. This is the same way you should do it. Jesus Christ is our example. After that, he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, doest thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, Now but thou shalt know, Jesus said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Amen. We don't always understand the spiritual things, but God does reveal. Amen. Verse 8 says, Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Amen. The washing of the feet says that we have lot and plot with Jesus. Amen. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
Yeah.
Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean. Every whit and ye are clean, but not all. Amen. And so we are made clean through the blood, through the water of the washing of the word. Amen. Amen. But the Bible teaches us to wash feet. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. And if then your Lord and master have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given ye an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Amen. And so I used to wash all the feet of the saints in the church. Amen. Praise God. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me have lifted up his heel against me. Amen. So, beloved, amen. Those of you that have your basin, amen. Husbands, wash your wives' feet. Wives, wash your husband's feet. Amen. Praise God. God said that we are to continue to do this. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Washing each other's feet. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just wanted to give you, amen, scripture reference amen, normally we wash feet when we take communion. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That is what we do as Jesus did. Amen. Praise God. And we want to encourage you, even if we're not meeting, amen, physically, amen, you can still take communion and you can still wash feet. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And God is glorified in it. Amen. Praise
yes.
God. Amen. Beloved, as we move forth in this portion of the service, is anybody washing feet right now? Is anybody washing feet?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, as we move forth in this portion of the service, amen, I'm going to release the line. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to ask that Sister Rosalind Johnson, that she do the altar call. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to ask that Apostle Eartha Wright Morgan, amen, that she take up the offering. Amen. Praise God. And that she close us out, amen, in prayer after the taking up of the offering. Amen. We're not praying for anybody individually today, because by faith, you should have gotten all that you needed through the body and the blood.
Amen.
Praise God. Through the body and the blood. By faith. By faith. Amen.
Amen.
I release the line.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Father, we thank you, O God, for this time that we had, O God. And God, just hearing the word, O God, God, that there's nothing you won't do for us, God. There's no need we have you won't meet, O God. God, you told us, O God, in Romans 10:9, you said, if we shall confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in our heart that God has raised you from the dead, that we shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we ask if there's anybody who have not committed themselves to the Lord at this time, that all you have to do is ask Jesus to come into your heart. Say, Lord, come into my heart. Forgive me of all my sins. I believe, oh God, that you, oh God, came and you died for me, and God raised you from the dead, that I can have eternal life and that I can walk a life in victory and a life of abundance, because you said you came to give us life and to give it to us more abundantly. So, God, by faith, I receive your word right now. According to this, forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And I receive it by faith. And I confess it with my mouth right now that I have received Jesus as my Savior. So I am saved. And for those who don't know, those who have known him and walked away from him, it's time to turn back to God. God has so much more in store for you. God has not forgotten you. God is married to the backslider. So all you have to do is come back with your words, asking, Father, forgive me of all my sins. Forgive me for the things I've done since I received you, God, that was not pleasing in your sight. And I ask that you would restore unto me everything that the locust and the cankerworm and the palmer worm and the caterpillar has eaten up.
Yes.
I come back to you in faith, God. This is a faith walk. I come back to you in
faith,
believing, oh God, that you're doing it right now, that you're restoring me, and I receive it by faith. And I proclaim that I am restored back to a right relationship with you, Father. Give me your Holy Spirit to help me to continue to walk this thing out the right way, oh God, that I would do what you're calling me to do, that I would be that mighty man or woman of valor, oh God, to do what you called me to do. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
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 I keep calling her Pastor. Eartha Wright.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. We just thank the Lord for everything that has been done and everything that has been said in the services for today. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the altar call. Glory to God. And we do thank the Lord for anyone that heard the altar call and that received the Lord as their Lord and personal Savior. And anyone that came back to the Lord, hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank the Lord for the awesome word of God that Apostle Asia Francis brought today.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for, oh my God, yes, that mighty, mighty blessing. Glory to God. He called his own altar call today.
Amen.
Poured out his own spirit upon us all, gave us an opportunity to just to come and just lay out before him.
Yes.
And this time, you also have another opportunity to worship the Lord, and we can worship him in our giving.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. This is another very important part of the service is to be able to give. And then we know there is different parts, different ways that we can give. Praise God. For those of you who are paying your tithes or even giving offering, you know that you can go through PayPal. Glory to God. Some of us go to
Cash
App. Have to remember Apostle Mother Eartha has a senior moment sometimes. Okay.
So I have to
think about.
That's all right. Amen.
I go through Cash App, so I have to think about that. So you can go to Cash App, and that's Cash App money sign, CSDC12, okay? And then normally Prophetess Maggie will post different ways that you're able to go online and give. Amen. So if you already, amen. So if you know how to go out there and do these things, then please feel welcome to do that, to give your tithes, to give your offering, free will offering. Amen. And I would like to pray a blessing over the tithes and the offering. Just thanking for everybody, even for those that would like to give and don't have anything to give.
Yes.
Praise God. And it doesn't matter how much offering that you have. If you have a compunction to give and you don't have anything but a dollar, if you feel like giving it, give it.
Amen.
God blesses a cheerful giver.
Yes.
Amen. So whatever you have, and I know through Cash App, you can give a dollar. I don't know about those other places, but I do know through Cash App, you can. So, dear Heavenly Gracious Father, we do want to say thank you for everyone that has chose to give an offering today.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
To this awesome ministry, this awesome church, Father God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That you have given us to be part of. We thank you for everyone that is connected to Cornerstone Deliverance Church.
Thank you, Jesus.
CSDC, Father God. Apostle Asia Francis.
Yes, Lord.
Deacon Francis, and the body of Christ,
yes,
Father God. Everyone connected, we thank you for everyone that is giving, everyone that wants to give, everyone that decided to give, oh God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We ask that you bless them 100-fold, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. 100-fold return on what they have given.
Thank you for the cheerfulness. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Bless them. Bless them in their homes, oh God. Bless them. Hallelujah. Glory to God that they have more food on their table.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Food in the pantry. Food in the refrigerator. Oh, Father God, even clothing in their closets. I know people that need food, people that need clothing, people that need shoes, Father God. Everything that they have need of, even money to pay their bills, oh God.
Hallelujah,
because they are making sacrifices to the church, oh God.
Because they are
making sacrifices and paying their tithes first, oh God. Hallelujah. Because
they're going
into the body, into your house first, oh God. Hallelujah. Replenish, restore, renew.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Even the one of God that dropped the word, Apostle Asia Francis.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We do pray for her, Father God, that you renew her, that you replenish her, every thing that she poured out to us, oh God. Hallelujah, the breaking of the bread, oh God. The foot washing, Father God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, the encouragement of
Hallelujah.
The word, oh God. Hallelujah.
You,
replenish her right now.
Yes, Lord,
in
right
the
now,
mighty
Jesus.
Name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bind up any lack anywhere.
Yes,
hallelujah. In the house of God right now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Right now, Father God.
Yes, Lord, right now.
And we will remember that we live and walk by faith and not by sight. In your holy name we pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
We will continue to praise you throughout the day, throughout the week, oh God.
Yes,
and we prepare
Lord.
Ourselves for the week, oh God. Hallelujah. We will continue to lean and depend on you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And ask that you order our steps in your word, dear God.
Yes.
Lead us and guide us and show us the way in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't let us be a stranger, Father God, throughout the day, throughout the week.
Lord Jesus.
Let us remember to always pray and not faint. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Agape love.
Agape love. Until we meet again. God bless.
God bless.